Pods have been there for over 3 decades and family owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Late last week, the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena for FBI documents relative to the Biden crime family. No word yet on what happened. But gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story all morning. They were due in at, I believe, 9 a.m. our time, 12 noon Eastern. And what did the FBI do? Did the FBI blink?
The FBI is not cooperating at this time. Now, the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, he is outlining on Newsmax and some other outlets that will actually report the news of what he called a pattern of influence peddling by President Joe Biden's family, revealing information that his committee obtained showing that their entire family, basically, and their associates and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their companies. And some of the money came from a Chinese company, and it went to a Hunter Biden company. Now, make no bones about it. This is not a Hunter Biden scandal. It's a Joe Biden scandal because he was the vice president of the United States when all of that was going on. And there are multiple people in the Biden sphere of influence here, the Biden family, who were receiving these wire payments while Joe Biden was the vice president of the U.S.
I can't wait to see what the IRS is going to say, because clearly this is the sort of stuff that would have to be reported to the IRS. If there's all this income, $10 million in income spread around the family, the Biden crime family, one would think that the IRS might express an interest. Nothing so far.
But it's interesting because every outlet, of course, reported the sexual allegations against Trump yesterday. They are reporting the George Santos arrest today, but you don't see too many other outlets reporting this story right here, which implicates the president of the United States and his alleged crooked family.
Well, we'll continue to follow that. I know you'll be on top of the story the rest of the afternoon. Coming up on the show, Ronnie Najaro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. He was with us on that trip to the southern border 2 weeks ago. In fact, this time 2 weeks ago, I was dipping my toes in the Rio Grande River, and it was awesome. I mean, it was amazing.
Cold?
No. It was not cold, believe it or not. But the border is the water. If you're in the water, you are in Mexico, and if you're on the so-called wall, you're in the U.S. Believe it or not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Ronnie Najaro will join us coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, those closed off-ramps are causing more congestion on Interstate 15 both directions right now around the Dropicana construction zone. Northbound at Sunset, southbound at Spring Mountain. Expect some slow flows both directions through there. Remember, the Tropicana exit ramp is closed on 15 South, and the Frank Sinatra exit ramp is closed on 15 North, part of that construction project. And they're going to need it, too, because now we have a football stadium, we have a hockey arena, and a baseball stadium is going to be on Tropicana, apparently, as well. Watch for injury accidents, Durango at Pebble, Cheyenne at Marion, and Harmon at Eastern Avenue.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Nuggets beat the Suns 118-102 to take a 3-2 series lead in the semifinal series. Nikola Jokic had a triple-double, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. Devin Booker with 28 for the Suns. Kevin Durant, 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Phoenix will look to stay alive in Game 6. That'll be tomorrow night in Phoenix. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Game 4, Golden Knights and Oilers. The matchup in Edmonton. Vegas leads the series 2-1. They beat the Oilers 5-1 on Monday night to take the lead in the series. No update on Vegas goalie Laurent Brossoit, who left Monday's game midway through the first period after suffering a leg injury. The Padres beat the Twins 6-1. Juan Soto had a season-high 4 hits with 2 doubles. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-2. Mookie Betts, Will Smith, and Miguel Vargas homered for L.A. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app.
FHOB is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase Banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Under 8 hours to the expiration of Title 42 down along our southern border, it was just 2 weeks ago today that our next guest was with me on the border in McAllen, Texas. Ronnie Najaro, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity Nevada, joining us. And Ronnie, first of all, thanks for joining us. We had so much fun on the trip, but it was such an eye-opener. Your thoughts as we are just about 8 hours away from the expiration of Title 42. Give us your sense of where we are as a nation.
Great. Thank you, Kevin, and thank you for having us once again. Well, you know, it's a crisis that continues to grow. And unfortunately for, you know, the folks on the southern border, Title 42 expanding is a crisis that this administration has failed to address and frankly has been too busy ignoring it. We knew this was coming. We were anticipating a large influx of as many as 10,000 migrants crossing daily into our southern border. And this third administration has failed to work with House Republicans and others to propose, you know, measures that are going to improve our security at the border, even though on the campaign trail, the president was very adamant in promising to work with Congress towards real reforms. But as the crisis worsens, President Biden has been ignoring it, and there's been a lack of progress and willingness to work with both sides on finding the measures that are going to work. And I think now is the time for President Biden to engage with House Republicans who are proposing measures that are going to make this situation better. But as of this moment, he's failed to do so.
The Democrats are saying that they, one of their first proposals when Joe Biden became President Joe Biden, was an immigration reform bill, and that in order for us to fix this problem, we have to fix the legal immigration system before we do anything else. Is that the right way to look at it?
Well, I think there's definitely something to be said about fixing legal channels as well. That is a contributor to the fact that our current immigration system right now does not account for future flows of migrants, and it's not a process that is flexible enough to meet the demands that we're facing, particularly on the southern border. I think where the Democrats and are wrong is that we need to secure the border as well. And I think, you know, when you do that, obviously legal channels are a important piece of that. But until we fail to secure the border and provide resources necessary for law enforcement and for Border Patrol agents to deal with the large influxes of migrants that are coming in, and also criminal elements, you know, it's going to be more of the same. So what we need is for both parties to come together and realize that we can fix this immigration system. We must start at the border, but we also have to explore legal channels like increasing asylums, agility to process claims faster, providing legal channels that make it easier for folks to come here legally as opposed to, you know, crossing the border and seeking what seems to be the more timely option, which is crossing the border illegally. And that's what's causing these large surges along our southern border that our Border Patrol agents are ill-prepared to deal with because they're stretched so thin doing other laborious tasks in processing and offering humanitarian aid to these migrants coming over. So it's a big problem, and I think right now is a key inflection point that both sides need to look at, particularly the Biden administration, to start working with Congress to get this done, because the American people are demanding action. Folks at the southern border and border towns are feeling the impact. And also, migrants and Border Patrol agents are losing their lives trying to protect our nation's borders, and that can't continue to happen.
One of the things that has to happen for us to fix this, and that is the cartels. How do we deal with the cartels? How should we deal with the cartels?
Well, I think the cartels are taking advantage of our Border Patrol agents and our authorities down there being too spread thin. You know, when you talk about dealing with these large flows of migrants coming over, it really takes a lot of the enforcement and patrolling duties off of Border Patrol agents, our agents' shoulders, because they have to deal with processing and providing support for these migrants coming over. And that leaves areas wide open for cartels to take advantage to sneak in drugs like fentanyl into our country, to engage in this whole industry of criminal acts that ranges from drug smuggling to human extortion to kidnapping to exploiting families for money. And it's creating this whole industrial complex down there that the cartels are taking advantage of, simply because we have failed to provide adequate resources for our Border Patrol agents to do the job that they need to do, which they should be doing, prioritizing keeping bad people out and allowing our system to accommodate future flows of immigrants that want to do good in this country. And it's a simple way of looking at it, but it seems so complex that our political leaders can't get on the same page and address some of these really obvious problems that our men and women are facing down at the border.
We know from about a week ago that the government's sending 1,500 troops to our southern border. Is 1,500 folks, is it going to make that much of a difference?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, Kevin, but I do see, you know, when you talk about adding additional support, I would see, you know, tremendous value in providing, you know, military support to engage in some of those administrative functions, transporting of functions of immigrants to the destinations. I think that is a value add, because it can free up our law enforcement and women to be able to go out and actually protect and defend and patrol the border area. I think that is a tool that can provide value. However, you know, we knew this date was coming long ago. We knew that this Title 42 was a temporary solution that was a Band-Aid fix, right? And the real need is for real legislative solutions that make it permanent. And that's what the Biden administration has failed to do. But, yeah, I think when we start looking at administrative, you know, transport, those kind of functions, I think that's definitely a value add of our military. However, I could see if they start engaging more enforcement duties, I could see how that could be a problem for many, many folks.
Ronnie Naharro joining us. More from Americans for Prosperity as we continue. This is a big, big day in American history, and we are now 7 hours, 19 minutes away from the expiration of Title 42. This is a big, big day, and it's going to determine our immigration future over the course of the next couple of hours. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ronnie Naharro, State Director, Americans for Prosperity, joining us. And we're talking about Title 42, which ends in about 7 hours. It will be all done. Title 42 will be done. Everybody is playing the blame game in Washington. What is the role that Congress should be playing at this point? I mean, we know what the Biden administration is saying and doing, but what about Congress?
Well, I think Congress's main role is to do its job and actually solve some of the complex problems we're facing. This issue has been front and center now for pretty much since this administration took over. It's been 2 years now that this administration took over. And we've heard about the surge at the border and the border crisis and the humanitarian issues that are taking place down there. And Congress has failed to work together to actually solve the problem. Right now, we have solutions on the table that have bipartisan support that would address a lot of these issues that Title 42 was attempting to resolve at the border, right? We have the Border Solutions Act that Texas Senator Cornyn put forth that immediately addresses a lot of the issues that we've been talking about on this show, your Border Patrol needs, your processing centers, your funding, your hiring of new judges and adjudication officers to be able to process migrants faster and get them on their way either into our country or back to the country of origin. But we've had a political system that's been broken and has been unable to work together. And it starts with leadership. President Biden hasn't shown the leadership to actually go in and be that facilitator that's going to bring both sides together to the table and address this. What we're seeing instead is one party doing one thing, another party doing another. And like you mentioned earlier, Kevin, Democrats are talking about legal channels and fixing that, which is, I think is great, and we should do that. But I think there should also be a border patrol, a border security component to it that Republicans have traditionally been all for and been trying to advance. But we need to stop doing it in silos, and we need to come together and actually put together and craft together measures that actually have a shot of passing in a bipartisan manner in Congress. And then that's their main function. I think the American people, when you look at poll numbers and you look at the numbers, they show that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe that we should address legal channels and we should address border security, and that together, that would be enough to reform our immigration system to the point where, you know, we won't see these surges at the border that come across almost as often as the news cycles.
What are the cities? I'm talking about Chicago, New York, cities all across America are saying we can't sustain all of these immigrants in our, you know, in one city they're housing them in police stations, and I'm like, police stations? What is there the cities can do? And you know, the crocodile tears that we hear from these red or rather blue state mayors doesn't wash with me. What about for you?
Well, I think it's important that the reason we're having these cities that are being tasked with the responsibility of taking so many migrants in is because we have not done the job of providing resources to be able to adjudicate claims faster, right? What's happening right now is migrants are coming over. They're being held in these centers that you and I had the privilege of visiting a few weeks ago. They're being held there for 48 hours. And we don't have the ability to get to follow due process for them and put them through the process of vetting them and ensuring that they have a legitimate claim to be in this country. And so what happens is they end up getting flown out to these cities and they end up being there for periods of time because we don't have the capacity to deal and process them in a timely manner. So the root of the problem rests in the border, right? We need to make sure that we provide a system that's more agile, that provides more judges, more officers, more processing centers so that they can be vetted and advanced or sent back to their country in a matter of days and not these 2-year backlogs that we're seeing right now where they remain in our country. And for them, it's also a difficult existence. Let's not forget that taken to those cities, these migrants, they don't have certainty in their lives, right? It's not like they can plan, get a job and plan to be here for a certain amount of time because they're in that limbo. And it's a limbo that's been created by a broken system that failed to address the flows of migrants coming in. And I think we need to start focusing on the root part of that issue. And that is, it starts at the border and it starts with, you know, easing those legal channels and providing resources. Otherwise, you know, we're going to continue to get flooded. America's a great place to live. I mean, we live in the best country in the world. There's always going to be a pull mechanism that's always going to attract folks seeking opportunity to our country and our shores. And that's never going to stop. So until we fix the system to make it more easy and flexible for folks to be able to come legally, we're going to continue to see folks going around the legal aspects and really looking for those more dangerous illegal options because they're the most timely ones on the table right now because of our broken system.
Ronnie, one of the things I love about Americans for Prosperity is you don't just identify the problem, you bring solutions to the tables. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, some of the ideas that AFP has as far as fixing this problem, where can they go? How can they find it?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website, AmericansForProsperity.org. Under issues and under newsroom, you'll find everything we're writing about, including about this issue. But not only that, every issue that we're involved in. I just penned an op-ed in the Nevada Independent that actually published today that talks about, you know, what the potential solutions are for our U.S. border and what we can do to get involved. So I encourage you all to read that. It's at the Nevada Independent. It hit the press this morning. But, you know, we have an office here in Las Vegas. We're right off Sahara across from Cali Station. If you guys are ever interested to come by and visit us, happy to sit down and talk to you and our team about what you can do to get involved in making sure that we reignite the American dream. Look, there's a lot of folks that are not optimistic about the future of our economic future and our political system's ability to fix some of these complex issues. We're providing a platform for folks to get involved, to weigh in on these issues, to talk to the legislators, both in D.C. and here in Nevada, and we'd love to have your support. So any questions, just look at AmericansForProsperity.org. That's the best way to find us. And we're also on Facebook, Americans for Prosperity Nevada. And I encourage all you listeners to take the time and look us up.
Ronnie, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one, Kevin. Thank you for having us on.
Ronnie Naharro, the State Director, Americans for Prosperity Nevada.